You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
University of Canterbury Press has recently released Naho Efa Tafere Mieta, Culturally Responsive Teaching and Learning for the Territory Sector. The guide intends to assist territory educators in incorporating several Māori values and pieces of Te Reo Māori into their teaching. To learn more, I spoke to project leader Dr. Matiu Ratima about the resource. Could you please quickly explain to our listeners what Naho e Whao Tawhiri Mātea is and what it's trying to achieve?
Absolutely. Very nice Māori language pronunciation, Liam. Ka pai. Ka pai tō mahi.
Doing the best.
Excellent, mate. Very good, very good. So you basically, in a nutshell, the purpose of the book is to provide a practice guide. So it's a guidebook. It's not your traditional academic text, but it's a guidebook for tertiary teachers who share with us a commitment to developing their culturally responsive practice. So their competence and their confidence in engaging in a diversity of students, but where te reo Māori, kaupapa Māori, and Māori culture and customs is important. And those tertiary teachers recognise the importance of having a knowledge of culturally responsive practice in their teaching. So the thing that that's been well identified in the profession is that there is a need for teachers to upskill in this area. Generally speaking, that's the consensus. What's kind of lacking, there's plenty of research and academic research that's been put out to date around the importance of it. What's lacking is kind of the nuts and bolts, simple, usable, practical advice that teachers in the classroom can just pick up and operationalise. So that's really, to sum up in a nutshell, we were looking to address that need. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. What was the process of putting this guide together like?
Oh, fantastic. So we're a group of both Māori and non-Māori academics, but not just academics, but teachers and practice-based professionals as well. So it was a very collaborative practice. All of the advice and guidance that's culminating in the guidebook comes from really from two sources. One source is us drawing on three decades of best practice evidence from the research literature, but probably more importantly, we had a quite a diverse advisory group of experienced tertiary teachers, and much of the advice and guidance, although it's grounded in literature, it's also based on the pooled experience and the wisdom of our advisory group. So we had people from universities, from polytechs, from private training establishments who all participated as advisors, and they looked at the draft text and we went through multiple revisions. And it was just a pleasure because, you know, all of us share this commitment to having a vision for a better Aotearoa, and also we try to practice what we preach. So the tenets of Māori culture, like whakawhanaunatanga and establishing good relationships and trust and bond building, we enact all of those through our work, so that actually working together with this group of people has just been an absolute pleasure.
What effects are you hoping for this resource to achieve?
So, well, hopefully the number one effect, the key effect, is that tertiary teachers pick it up. They enact some of the practical advice and strategies. They reflect on that process, because the whole book is designed around instigating a reflective practice. So there's the practical advice, but it also contains exercises that tertiary teachers can engage in. And when they engage and they reflect and they build this habit of reflecting on Māori culture and language as an aspect of their teaching, that it becomes a habit. So if we were to, and this is a project for future research within our scope, is to go out and test and develop case studies of institutions who pick up the work and run with it, so that we can measure in a research sort of a sense, we can gather data and evidence about the impact. But yeah, the ultimate aspiration is that tertiary teachers, wherever they may be, it's a very diverse sector. So in mind, we have people, teachers in the university. In mind, we have people who are training hairdressers. In mind, we have people that are teaching the next generation of engineers. So we hope that a diversity of tertiary teachers will pick it up. And we hope that the impact will be that they get better at their practice. They get better at engaging, not just with their Māori students, but with all their students, but they build that platform of development and habitual reflection to incorporate and include aspects of te reo and tikanga Māori into their practice. But I guess that's it, ultimately.
Mm. Do you have any brief ideas on the best skills that professors and territory teachers can learn for culturally responsive teaching?
Yeah, so the guidebook is based around four core concepts from Māori culture. Those four concepts are kotahitanga, which is around building group cohesion and unity. Whanaunatanga, which is around establishing and maintaining good quality relationships primarily between students and teachers. Manaakitanga, which is around how do we demonstrate with little things that we do in our practice that we care for the well-being of our students. And the last one is rangatiratanga, and that's around student agency in the learning process. So if I was to give you the book itself, I'm giving you broad brushstrokes here. So the book itself covers a wide range of strategies that teachers can implement in the classroom, but we want to look at one of those concepts and pull one out. One thing I should say up front too, that if tertiary teachers are listening right now, they should know that the resource is available completely free of charge. You can download it from the internet. If you just do a Google search on culturally responsive teaching in the tertiary sector, or if you're competent at dictating Māori, the Māori title, Ngā Hau E Whā or Tāwhiri Mātea, if you Google those terms, you'll come up with the free copy that's available online with all of those strategies. But get coming back around to answer your question, Liam. If we take one of those core concepts that I mentioned, say rangatiratanga, the focus there is on student agency. One of the strategies or suggestions is that when designing assessments for your courses, that we encourage students to engage actually in or to have some aspect of choice over what and how things are being assessed. So that might be a design process where students are included in the design so that what they actually produce at the end of the assessment is something that's obviously going to be relevant to them, where they see maybe their career going, where they see their expertise developing, or where they see their service going once they complete whatever the degree or the qualification is, where they see themselves working in the future. This type of strategy is well known, well written about in the literature, but encouraging better engagement in the learning. But as you understand, it's also grounded in this Māori principle of rangatiratanga, or like self-leadership, self-determination.
That was Dr. Matiuratima on Ngā Hau E Whā tō Tāwhiri Mātea, a new guide for culturally responsive tertiary teaching.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.